Exclusive Radio.
Yeah, it's pre-roll time. The Cheers to Comics podcast is proudly brought to you by Inked Marketing Solutions, and the Inked Marketing Solutions crowd-funded comic for this here episode is Enmity. Enmity. On Kickstarter. So, Enmity. Let me tell you a little bit about Enmity. It's just a fun word to say, Enmity. E-N-M-I-T-Y. Enmity. To save humanity, Daisy, Lucifer's estranged daughter, and sold. That's it. Oh, you want me to keep going? Must battle fallen angels in a post-apocalyptic world brought about by her father's, Lucifer, recent unwillingness to fulfill his role as the devil. Enmity is a post-apocalyptic comic set against a supernatural backdrop set in the near future in an alternate but very familiar reality. If you're a fan of irreverent humor, apocalyptic and dystopian storytelling, and a strong female lead, you'll love Enmity. And I'm pretty sold. Not gonna lie, I'm pretty sold already. So go to Kickstarter, search Enmity, E-N-M-I-T-Y, and back this book now, while there's still time. Ooh, and it's coming out of Australia, too. I'll get you an Aussie book, I tell ya. I don't know what that accent was. all right. As always, proudly brought to me, to bring to you, by Inked Marketing Solutions.
Podcast recommendations, you ask?
Brian Wayne here, co-curator of The Apocalypse. And I know that sounds gnarly. That's because it is gnarly, man. The Apocalypse. What is The Apocalypse? The Apocalypse is a culmination of the gnarliest podcast, independent podcast, the internet has to offer. So instead of trying to go to Twitter the next time you need a new podcast to listen to and try to get Twitter famous, podcast recommendations, please. Just think The Apocalypse, man. And it's ironic because The Apocalypse is only the beginning. It's only the beginning. Just go to podchaser.com. It's in the top list. The top list in the whole world. So whether you're looking for true crime, sports, role-playing, I don't know, anything. Think of a podcast. It's on The Apocalypse. It's like The Apocalypse with a D. And do not forget to follow The Apocalypse on Twitter as well. Once again, that is The Apocalypse. If you're looking for a podcast recommendation, The Apocalypse is sure to have something for you. Back to the Cheers to Comics podcast. I am your host, Brian Wayne. This is episode 320. The 320th episode of the Cheers to Comics podcast will, in fact, be a pull list priorities. And, this is going to be happening. I'll be going over the books of the future. So, the FOCs, Final Order Cutoffs, probably the most important part of the podcast. And also the books coming out in the slated to hit your slots. Most of these, what are these books coming out on the 16th, I believe? Yeah, the 16th of June. So there we go. All right, yeah. Let's talk about some friggin' comic books, people. All right, let's start with Lunar, like I tend to do. Lunar Distribution. We've got, I'm gonna go through these real quick unless there's something of a speculative importance. They're all important, but as far as speculation goes, that's gonna be the books I'm gonna really focus on here with these Final Order Cutoffs. If you don't know what the Final Order Cutoffs are, you clearly haven't listened to this podcast, because that's what I preach. You don't pre-order the books through a shop by the time, the final order cutoff date arrives, then the book doesn't get printed, and you don't get to make any claim on it. You have to show up on a Wednesday and hope. Don't be that person. So, let's get on with this. All right, once again, starting with the Lunar Distribution. So this is going to be your DC and your Scout comics for the time being. stuff changes. But yeah, and I know last week, DC, there wasn't Jack Diddley on the old the FOC list, unless you're into annuals and whatnot, you know, that happens, you know, for whatever reason, every once in a while, you know, quarterly. Think quarters, people. Where are we at? May, hold on, six. The by the time those books come out at the end of the month, it's new quarter. Is starting the week after, so I don't know, or maybe it's the week before. Yeah, no, that's what it would be. It's the first week of the quarter, so they're gonna start out slow. But whenever there's a week like that, just try to think in a business sense, you know. That's what's going on. But now clearly they're going to ramp the hell back up because, you know, gotta have perfect balance, right? So be prepared, big FOC list this week. Let's start with Batman. We've got Batman number 110. Let's see, Jock getting the cardstock variant on that, and it is pretty dope, not gonna lie. And Ricardo Federici's 1 in 25 incentive cardstock variant is a Peacekeeper. It's a dope-ass Federici Peacekeeper. So damn good. Then we got Batman Catwoman number 6, halfway through all of that goodness. A few covers on that, as there tends to be. I don't often point out the trades, but this one gives me a chuckle. They're already collecting Batman Fortnite 0 point in hardcover. Didn't even come out, just straight to hardcover. We'll see how that works out. Continuing on, Batman Secret Files, The Signal. It's a little one shot. Two covers on this one, and then Ken Lashley, getting the 1 in 25? Looks like the same cover as the A here. And then, I don't know. There's maybe a mistake on this. I don't think the 1 in 25 would just be a virgin variant. Maybe it is. But I don't see any real speculation around that. But, and you know what? I gotta stop myself for a second. I'm kind of kicking my ass this week, people. And I'm pretty sure there's probably a few of you that may want to kick my ass. Web of Spider-Man. I know I wasn't super excited about that book. I did say there may be something to that. Or at least I'm pretty sure I did. But because of my my non-excitement of it, mostly over because of the title. Like, do we need another Web of Spider-Man title? Yeah. So, fuck, I guess I can't win them all. So, my bad. If anybody passed on that book because of my my poor attitude, no. And I would never, I gotta say this every time I do this, too. I'm never here to sway anybody away from comics at all. Just because it doesn't seem like something that I'm into, or I may have some sort of silly fucking beef with the situation. That doesn't mean anything. Really, my opinions are completely subjective. When I state fact and, you know, all of that, yeah. I feel bad if anybody took that wrong. Carrying on, though. With this signal, I don't see anything of major importance. The signal versus the white market, a deadly source of trafficked weapons into Gotham. I don't know why it would be on the old future key kilometer key collector. I don't know. And this isn't my only source either, people, just so you know. I'm not just sitting here spouting off stuff that anybody that spends $2 on the app can do. I'm a part of some exclusive little groups and shit like that, and yeah, I could talk about the stuff that does not quite here, but I could, you know, like the indies. That's where the hype comes with me. My circle's coming in handy. All right, continuing on though. I said I was gonna speed through these. Batman: The Adventures Continue, Season 2, Number 2. Couple covers on that one. Was that Killer Croc? Can that be? Is that Killer Croc? Looking like Killer Croc. Dope. All I see is Zatanna and this. And I was gonna say subscription. My words ain't good today, people. Continuing on, Batman Urban Legends number 5. A couple covers on that one. I guess a few covers on that one. And then from Scout Comics, we got Black Cotton number 4. I cannot wait to read this book in its entirety. Yeah, this is one that I think if Scout had to pick one to I don't know, man. I see this doing well, and I haven't even read the comic yet. I just know that the hype around this book, the premise around it seems so interesting to me. I don't know. It's got me. Continuing on, we got Crime Syndicate number 5. 1, 2 covers on that one. If you're a Flash fan, probably going to dig the hell out of that B cover from Francis Manapul. Nice. Crushin' Lobo number 2. Couple covers on that one. Conjuring the Lava. So as you know, DC is now doing DC Horror. Conjuring. Yep. Couple covers on that one. Ryan Brown getting the VHS tribute cover. Noish. From Scout or Black Caravan. This title has my attention. Gods of Brutality. It's a little four-parter from Rich Woodall, and Mark Welser. In 2020, rock god Nick Dillon, I could probably stop right there, right, will step off the stage for the final time, ending his 37 career as the head of the metal band Gods of Brutality. They are about to release the final album. Completing the story he set out to tell 37 years before. In his final interview, Nick reveals that when he died for 1 minute 24 seconds in 1984, he was actually in hell where he was tortured by demons. I thought that said where he tortured demons. Say, this guy's metal as fuck. Still pretty metal to be tortured by demons for 1 minute and 24 seconds and come back to kick some ass. In an act of desperation, Nick prayed to any god that would listen. Thankfully, his pleas were answered when Thor and Hercules were dispatched to save him. This is the comic telling of that story. Oh, fuck yeah. Yeah, no, this was written for Brian. 100%, this is a Brian book. Look at there's a 1 in 10 incentive variant on this, too. Wait, no, it's an unlock. So, you can order as many as you want after you order 10. That's, man. Dope. Pay attention to this one, people. I know Scout's not really a series that folks often speculate on. But me, you know me, I'm a fanboy. Kind of sponsored by them and whatnot. But they don't pay me to say nice things like that. They pay me to open boxes and shit. I don't necessarily they pay me. I got a feeling, man. I got a feeling. If you are gonna go ahead and unlock the 1 in 10 variant, I would say maybe half of whatever your order is, you know? So if you get 10 of the A's, I'd say get at least 5 of these bees. Because that bees cover's just as fucking dope. Damn, that's cool. Thor and Hercules right there. Just, ugh, I dig it. Continuing on, Green Lantern number 4. 1, 2 covers on this one. Justice League number 64. Alright. Whoops. My bad. This is probably my lunar pick of the week. As far as, maybe something to this. We got the first appearance of the United. The United is a cosmic super team. So like a cosmic Justice League, it seems. Looks like we got a little, some sort of hawk person on there. We got a flame-headed son of a bitch. I'm just seeing silhouettes of these people, just so you know. We've got a... he's got a lot of arms. What's that son of a bitch doing? Can't tell. I'm saying there's going to be a lot of first appearances in this book, people. There's going to be a lot. I don't know. And it's Bendis, so you never know, right? You never know. I'm going to say Yeah. If you had to pick one so far out of what I've said, this is the one. Note that. And there's a B cover from Jason Howard. No first appearances on this one. And keep in mind, all the team I was looking at here, all silhouettes, so we can't say their first cover appearances. At least not by any definition that I'm aware of. What is this? Justice League Infinity. How many Justice League stories are they going to put out? What is this? From J.M. DeMatteis and James Tucker, Ethan Beavers. Nice. Seven-parter. From Justice League Unlimited producer James Tucker and series writer J.M. DeMatteis comes an all-new season starring the world's greatest heroes. There is a being wandering the universe searching for its true purpose, but what it finds out on the farthest edge of the cosmos will change not just our universe, but many. Meanwhile, the War of the Throne of Apocalypse arrives on Earth, and the true ruler will only be decided one way. Who can destroy the Justice League? Right on. Possible first appearances in here? Maybe? I don't know. I don't have any solid indication of that, though. Other than just based off what I read in there. Possible, definitely the keyword, but... I don't know. We'll see. Then we've got more from old Scout. We've got Locust, number 2. Also the second print of number 1. The Lunar Ladies, number 1. Of a little 3-parter. What do we got here? Omar Morales, Joel Cotejar. Or is it Cotejar? I'll never know. Alright, a million years ago in outer space, a highly advanced society of women lives under the surface of the moon. Their peaceful way of living is quietly fracturing from the inside as political ideologies pit the queen of the moon against a geneticist hell-bent on usurping the queen's power. The Lunar Ladies is an homage to the public domain character Moon Girl, complete golden age ray guns and... it probably should say complete with golden age ray guns and laser guns. Pew pew. Got it. So let's see, retailers purchasing. Hold on. Retailers purchasing 10 copies of A, but it also says 1 in 10. Will unlock orders of B by Matt Harding. Now I'm confused. Maybe I'm wrong about that. I want to say that it's unlimited after you order 10. But check with your local comic book store. Also, we have Murder Hobo, Chaotic Neutral, little 4-parter. This one's not just a one-shot this time, guys. Joseph Schmolke's back. And, goddamn. I need to catch up on a lot of Murder Hobo. I have it all. I just got to read it. And then number 2 is also coming out as well. So know that. Now, some may say, but I already have number 1. Because you didn't get it from Lunar. You may have gotten it from Diamond. You know, sometimes the books come out at different times when done through different distributors. You know, the earliest place to get your books is just go to scoutcomics.com, and when you do, use code CHEERS10 at checkout and save yourself 10%. Yeah, kind of like a Polis discount, if you will. Look at me, saving y'all motherfrickers monies. CHEERS10 at scoutcomics.com. CHEERS10 at scoutcomics.com. Next Batman, Second Son, wrapping up with its 4th issue on the FOCs this week. We got a neat little B cover on that. Nice. We got issue 2, A Nice House on the Lake. So I ordered 5 copies of the A cover, issue number 1. They did not make it. Somehow my order, it was missed. It happens. Unfortunately, this was not one of them books that I wanted that to happen to. I guess the book's already selling for like $15 that first print, even though people are like, 160,000 copies printed. But I'm pretty sure that includes all of the incentive or the exclusive variants on that, and there was a billion of them. So, yeah, know that. But with that being said, it is on the poll. I'm ready. I gotta find me some A covers though. I want to find a couple at least of that number one. I needs it in my life. All right, next up, more from Scout. Like I said, big week, people. We got No Ghosts in Hiroshima from Jim Kruger and J. Luigi Berrio, along with Alberto Rios and Zach Bruner doing the cover. So Dr. James Heinrichson is racked with guilt because of a mistake he made many, many years ago. He believes he has unwittingly condemned an innocent soul to eternal suffering and pain. And in an attempt to set things right, he has worked for years to invent a way to free his soul from hell. But Dr. Henriksen's efforts have stirred demonic attention by those who see this as a way to seize power in hell. Chased by these demons, Dr. Henriksen is badly injured and is forced to hand over his discoveries to his prize pupil, a medical intern named Dr. Gabriel Oldman, imploring him to deliver a briefcase to an old friend before it's too late. Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is a non-stop. So you're going to get the first issue, and then you're going to get it in trade. Nice. And there's two covers on that. Oh, that's another one of those 10-issue unlockables. Nice. Alright, hey, we got some more DC. Thought it was all Scout for him from here on out, huh? Yeah, more DC. We've got Rorschach number 10. Couple covers on that one, as there tends to be. And then we've got Sensational Wonder Woman number 5. A couple covers on that one. And then back to Scout, because that's how we do. Stake number 5. Let's see. And there's a 10-copy unlockable variant on that one, too. Look at them go. I'm thinking they found a marketing thingy. Suicide Squad. Why did that... that was like an animal noise that came out of me. My voice is trashed, in case you can't tell. Suicide Squad, number 5. 1, 2 covers on that one. Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing number 5. Oh, look at that B cover. Oh, that is so badass. This is just a little 10-parter here. A little maxi series. Past 8, right? Nice covers. Both of these are beautiful fucking covers. Jesus Christ. Mike Perkins and Brian Boland both bringing it. And then we got Tart, Toxic Origins. Number 1, and I think that is a, I think I got a variant of that in, Scout subscription box, scoutcomics.com, use code CHEERS10 at checkout, I'm pretty sure, but it was a variant, so, yeah. Alright, so those are all the, FOCs for Lunar. Remember, they gotta be ordered by Sunday the 13th at the absolute latest, otherwise you're not guaranteed these books, people. And even then, you're not necessarily guaranteed, but by pre-ordering them, 99%. Things happen. Like, I missed my nice house on the lake. Whoops. Probably not the best one to happen to, but the fact is that I got everything else, you know? Got everything else I ordered, so go me. Yeah, pre-order your books is my point, and it probably save you a bunch of money, too. Most shops out there, you get a discount for pre-ordering. I gotta say at least 75%. I mean, I don't know that for a fact, but I think it's blaspheme to not, discount your buyers by pre-ordering. I think it's, unless you're doing some other service, like maybe bagging and boarding and shipping the books for free, you know, things like that. All right, bug it. But, yeah, me, I work with about a 40% discount. To give you any idea. But my discount's based off of volume, too. So, alright. Let's head on over and talk... Diamond. Alright, Diamond. Sorry, I had to take a wee bit of a little breaky-poo there. Lost my voice. But I'm back. Back with whole new energy. Alright, let's talk about this stuff coming out in the very, very, very future. I don't know how far. It's just very future. I guess I do kind of know. Around mid-July. losing my mind, people. I'm sorry. So yeah, FOCs from Diamond, due by Monday at the absolute latest, June 14th, but, like I said, don't make the same mistake I make every single fucking week, and forget, as a matter of fact, as soon as I'm done recording this podcast, I have to, I'm heading out, I'm leaving the fucking, the grid for a little bit, so, yeah, can't forget. Alright, what the fuck do you guys care? Let's start with, is there any Vault on the FOCs this week? I like to start with Vault. Yes, there is. If you're reading Hollow Heart, and you're deciding to jump on issue number 5, this is when you do that. So yeah, Hollow Heart, another horror story. Let's continue on up. Any Titan books? Oh, good lord. What is going on here? Alright, a whole bunch. So, I gotta filter through some of this stuff. Alright, so Life is Strange Coming Home. So if you read Life is Strange, we got another series coming out of there from Emma Vicili? I don't know. But yeah, so, Life is Strange, coming home. Gotcha, number one. Sweet, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 covers on that one, it seems. And then we have another number one, Monday, Rivers of London. It sounds like a nursery rhyme from Ben Aronovich. Aronovich. And Andrew Cartmell? There you go. Okay, so an unmissable brand new era in the life of full-time cop and part-time wizard, Peter Grant. A werewolf is on the loose and will stop at nothing to avoid capture. It's up to Peter and his cohort of chums to hunt the deadly Lithancrope lycanthrop. I knew that. I hear the words good. Can't say the words good. bring that deadly lycanthrope. Triggering some people right now. Sorry. And bring him to justice. Cool. So apparently old Ben A.A. Aronovich is he's a best-selling author. Interesting. Is this a breakout comic for him? I don't know. I've never heard of him. Werewolves and Magic and Cops. That's the book. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that one. And then, oh, look at this. Check this out. From Ben Aronovich and Andrew Cartmell, we have Rivers of London. This is a $30 book. CSI meets Harry Potter. Okay, isn't that what that other one just kind of was? Is he a one-trick pony? Deluxe Writer's Edition graphic novel. Writing of the best-selling Rivers of London. Okay, so it's an adaptation from his... Gotcha. Alright, cool. Nice. Sweet. Isn't that... Hold on, what was the other one? This is Rivers of London. Monday. Okay, no, this is also Rivers of London. Whatever. Find out for yourself. That's all I care to know at that point. If you like the author and you know who he is, then you're probably going to get the comic. If you don't know who the fuck he is, then I don't know. You're either going to take the chance or you're not. I don't know what to say. Scout Comics. All right. If you want the second printing of Cherry Blackbird number 1, which I kind of think I want just because I like the cover. It's the same art, just different colors. Instead of pink and blue, this one's black and green. I like that. I like that a lot. I can't wait to read Cherry Blackbird. I gotta get on it immediately. I haven't read shit this week. I've been planning for this fucking trip. And because of that, you know, haven't been able to do anything. I had to adjust my whole work schedule. You know, so... Yeah. Sorry, people. I'm so sorry. But I decided that because I've never missed a Pull List Priorities episode, I wasn't gonna start now. Alright, I gotta get this going, though. Aftershock on the FOCs. We got Baby Teeth number 19. Yeah, Donnie Cates still doing that. And we've got Clans of Bellari number 1. What is this? Another Aftershock number 1. They're coming hard. Rob Blackie, can you say that? And Peter Blackie, Daniel Main, and Andy Clark. Primary Laws of the Bellari System.
Okay, I'm going to get schooled here. No person or clan may exit the system. No person or clan may do this, what? Designated work of another clan. Clans may not merge. Any person that breaks the primary law shall be made outcast. Scaly. On the far side of the galaxy, an isolated branch of humanity is trapped in a feudal dystopia. Order is maintained by a system of oppression until an orphan girl and her incorrigible adoptive father sow the seeds of a revolution and unite the clans against a fearsome alien threat. Wait, you can't, you're not supposed to unite the clans. It's like rule number three, bruh. This book's breaking rules, man. I like it. Continuing on. Out of body, number two. Get on it, people. You know, I talked a little smacky smack going into this book because I thought, hey, I got my astral projecting from the jump. That's my astral projecting book. But I don't want to say it's more. It's different. It's another side of the whole astral projection thing. I like how they bring it about. And as a fan of the fucking psychedelic therapy, this very much has my interest because that's what this shit's about. Psychedelic therapy. At least that's what I got out of the first issue. Maybe that's just where my brain wanted to focus. I don't know. I like it, though. I like it quite a bit. It was my pick of the week that week. From Boom on the FOCs this week, we got Basilisk, number two. Won two covers on that one. I love the first issue. Boofy, the Vampire Slayer, number 27. A couple covers on that one. We got Magic the Gathering, number 4. You know, we got our three covers. I don't have any of the art on them, though. we got the Planeswalker variant. Oh, no. It says Hidden Planeswalker variant. Or, I mean, is it like a secret comic, or are Planeswalkers just naturally hidden? Is that their thing? Like Hidden Valleys? I don't know. And then there's a blank sketch variant as well. And we have what is this? Mamo? From Sass Millage. Boom Studios is proud to showcase the incredible artistic visions of Sass Millage. Can Aura O'Reilly embrace... Oh, I thought her name was Can. Because Orla's not a great name either. Embrace her destiny in order to bridge the divide between humanity and the fairy world. Orla, the youngest in a long line of hedge witches, finds herself pulled back to her hometown after the death of her grandmother, Mamo. Without Mamo managing magical relationships between the townsfolk and the fae, the seas are impossible to fish, the crops have soured, and Joe Manalo, sounds like a baseball player, his attic has been taken over by a poltergeist. Well, that was random. That was a little random note. Old Joe Manalo came out of nowhere, and so did his poltergeist. All right, so we got another number one. All right, so it looks like Boom, I'm taking on some wrestling books. We've got WWE New Day Power of Positivity. I don't think that's how they sound. Number one of a two-part micro-series. All right. Let's see. From Narcisse? Evan and Austin Walker. Oh, is this them? Is that those guys? I thought their names were like Kofi and Big E. Hold on. Is Narcisse Kofi? He already had a cool name. E might be Big E. I don't fucking know, people. I don't know. I only watch pay-per-views. So, Kofi Xavier, Big E, 6-time WWE Tag Team Champion, the longest reign in WWE history. Okay. You know the matches. You know the catchphrases. Don't. You think you know the New Day, but now discover the origins and struggles of these three wah-wah-wee superstars. Sorry. Before that fateful day when they realize that they're stronger together than apart and seize their place in WWE history. I don't understand these guys, you know? I mean, get wrestling a little bit. like I said, I'll tune into a pay-per-view. Grown-ass motherfucking men wearing rainbows and unicorns and shit. Two covers on that. I don't know what the B one could possibly look like. And then, Wind, number 8, coming out as well. Two covers on that one. Let's keep this going. I said I got shit to do. IDW on the FOCs this week. We got Chain to the Grave, number 5. G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, Yearbook, number 2. Didn't they just do number 1? What? I'm confused. Okay. And if you're a G.I. Joe fan, you probably know. If you're not a G.I. Joe fan, I don't know what to tell you. Marvel Action, Captain Marvel, number 5, 1 cover. Snake Eyes, Dead Game. Oh, jeez. This thing's still going on. And you know why? Because I bet you, old Robbie Left Fielder, he got behind. Yeah, he got behind. Yeah, from doing nothing. I can't stand that fuck. He's the only person in comics that I'll shit talk about. Nope. Yep, still not know how legs work. That's not how legs work at all. I like his, I like that he attempted to draw a foot there. It looks like Daffy Duck's foot, though. Yeah. Yeah. Worst thing to ever happen to comics people is Rob Liefeld. You know? That's just all there is to it. Star Wars Adventures, number 6, 2 covers. And then Transformers Escape, number 5, 2 covers on that one. That's your IDW FOCs. What's Dark Horse doing? Dark Horse has Beast of Burden, Occupied Territory, number 4, 2 covers. Hellboy, BPRD, Secret of Chesbro House. It's a micro series, 2 covers. Mm-hmm. So, Michael Mignola. Yeah, I called him Michael. And Christopher Golden and Sean McManus. Nice, nice. The old Secret of the Chesbro House. The secret I've been wanting to know for a really long time. Just kidding, I don't really read Hellboy. I admire Hellboy, but I don't really read it. I tried, the couple little series that I tried, it was just, meh. Meh. Sorry. I'm not saying that the 50 fucking series that's come out since have all been meh. They're just mad at me. Once again, I'm not here to take you away from a comic, I'm just saying don't expect me to be talking about it. It's time to talk about him. Jenny Zero. Jesus Christ, my throat is trash, people. Mm-hmm. Sorry. Jenny Zero. Number 3 of a little 4-parter. I need to catch up on this, man. I need this one. I have to find number 2. God damn it. I have my number 1, finally. That showed up in the mail. But, man. I need to know what this is about. It sounds gnarly. What do we have here? Masters of the Universe. A revelation. Oh, look at that Mike Mignola cover, too. Yum. Nice. So, the official prequel to the upcoming Netflix animated series. A little trailer drop for that. Kevin Smith and Mike Bernard. Mm-hmm. Bernardin? I don't know how to say his last name very well. And then lastly, from Dark Horse, we got Worst Dudes number 2. Yeah, no, it wasn't like Scumbag. It was different. And as a matter of fact, the the artist, Tony Gregory reached out and he was like, actually, we made this a couple years ago. So, yeah. Yeah, they made it quite some time ago. So, it's just COVID circumstances slowed him down. And, yeah, it's just kind of coincidental. The Worst Dudes and Scumbag came out at similar times. That's all. But still not the same book at all. Still very different. And Image Comics. Image Comics on the FOCs this week. We got Ant number 12 going into a second printing. So that says something, I think. I think people got excited that Ant was out. I don't think a lot of people knew it was coming or getting finished. And yeah, so now we got the second printing of that. And we have Commanders in Crisis number 10. We got our five covers as usual on that. Then we have Deep Beyond, number six, halfway through that maxi series of horror. Four covers on that. Firepower, number 13. Oh, you like it a fireball? They got it a fireball. Geiger. Geiger, number four now. One, two, three, four covers on that. Nice. You know what I just realized? I don't think my fucking... I don't think number three's in my fucking pull list from last week. God damn it. Yeah, track that down too. Sunny Beaches. Good Asian, number three. Couple covers on that. Ink Blot, number 10. Carmen, wrapping up with its fifth issue. Noctera has some reprints. Along with number five coming out. One, two, three, four covers on Noctera, number five. Alright. I think that's the first cover appearance of Blacktop Bill. So that, when this book takes off, notice that. I'm pretty sure that's the first cover appearance of Blacktop Bill. Damn. Now I have to... Look harder at the other ones. Ordinary Gods, number one. Kyle Higgins. Alright. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and a plethora of artists. For fans of the Old Guard and God Country comes the extra-length first issue of a century-spanning action epic from the writer Kyle Higgins. The Luminary, the Prodigy, the Brute, the Trickster, the Innovator. Five gods from a realm beyond our own. Leaders in the War of Immortals. At least, they were... before they were trapped, sent into a planet, made into a prison, forced into an endless cycle of human death and reincarnation. Christopher is 22. He's got a lot. Well, they're giving me a lot here. I'm going to leave it at that. I don't need their... look at the fucking Queen of Hearts looking lady on here. Off with their head looking ass bitch. Nice. I dig it. Yeah, I'll be getting this one. I like it at Kyle Higgins quite a bit. We got Post Americana, number six of a seven-parter. And this next one here definitely has my attention. Skybound X, number one. So, Robert Kirkman, Tilly Walden, James Herron, Chris Dingus, a whole bunch of people. Celebrate a sensational 10 years of Skybound with the cavalcade of your favorite creators and all new stories of your favorite series past, present, and the future. Each issue of this oversized weekly series will kick off with a new chapter of a serialized The Walking Dead story, Rick Grimes 2000. Nice. In addition, we'll be debuting an all-new series and characters every issue, starting with the first appearance of the most requested Walking Dead character of all time, Clementine, star of the best-selling Telltale's The Walking Dead video game series. Did we mention new Ultra Mega and Manifest Destiny stories? No, you didn't. If you want to know what to expect in Skybound in the next 10 years, it all starts here. Yeah, no, a billion times, yes, obviously. You picked this up. $5. Yeah, I'm going to be picking up a few. First appearance of Clementine, people. I know that's a big deal for a lot of folk. And look at all these covers, too. Stray Dogs continues on. Just a bunch of reprints, so... Number one's in a fourth print. Number two's in a third print. Oh, shit. That number three third printing? Oh, that is amazing. It's homaging Midsommar. Ari Aster flick. Fuck. Oh, man, I need that. Like I said, I'm doing the FOCs right after. All of these are great. Jesus. But that... fucking Midsommar homage. That is my shit. Midsommar's one of my favorites, people. And then continuing on, we have The Walking Dead Deluxe. Number 18 already. Look at Dave Raposa getting a fucking C cover on that. Damn, it's hard to pass up Raposa work. He's so good. I think he's one of the best. And I don't hear people talk about him nearly enough. He doesn't do a lot either. Fuck, is he good. Alright, let's wrap up these FOCs, people. Marvel. The big stuff. It's not any bigger than other stuff, but when it comes to speculation, it's going to be the quickest stuff to take off and make you your money, so pay close attention. Amazing Spider-Man number 70. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. I do believe that there was something to this as well. Fuck. I gotta pull the shit up again. God damn it. Was it a reintroduction? Oh yeah, possible Sinister Six and, fuck, I can't find it here. And another team that's gonna pair off in the Sinister Wars. Yeah. Now, maybe grab a couple on this one, I would say. And if you're a Momoko fan and a oh man, that's a great goblin. That's pretty badass. I mean I don't like Momoko at all, but I love that's good stuff. All right, continuing on. Amazing Spider-Man Annual number 2. Couple covers on that one. It's tying into the whole Infinite thing. And Spider-Man's facing off against Star, who apparently has a Power Stone. So, yeah, could be something to it, but I don't know. It's hard to say. I was wrong about the Iron Man one, so we'll see. My Spider-Man spec isn't always great, to be honest. America Chavez, made in the USA. 1, 2 covers on that one. Avengers, number 46. A couple covers on that one. I like how Avengers is still going, even though Heroes Reborn's a thing right now. You know, are we going 50 issues? Are we going to get to 50 issues on Avengers? Oh, it's the start of World War She-Hulk. Oh, that's going to be gnarly. Yeah, that's going to be gnarly. I'm digging that. Let's see. Captain America number 30. I think this is the final issue. Yep. Final issue of Ta-Nehisi Coates' landmark run. Landmark. I thought it was boring. But what are you gonna do? But I think they may be introducing a new Cap in this. Hold on, I don't know. I don't have any information on that. But I wouldn't sleep on it. I'm gonna pick up a Captain America number 30. Mm-hmm. There could be something. Children of the Atom number 5. Couple covers on that one. Oh, Extreme Carnage. Alpha. Nice. All right. Philip Kennedy Johnson. Nicer. Violence runs in the family as the dust continues to settle after the species-redefining King in Black saga. Eddie Brock and his son, Dylan, won't be the only ones learning to adjust to a new normal. Fuck, I'm so tired of hearing new normal. A collectively called the Life Foundation, symbiotes Scream, Phage, Riot, Lasher, and Agony have tried to reconcile the sometime noble intentions of their hosts with their often bloodthirsty impulses. But the Life Foundation symbiotes aren't the only ones with a part to play in this story, and they aren't the only symbiotes who find themselves reinvented after King in Black. Mm-hmm. Is that Flash? Is that fucking Flash? Please tell me that's Flash. Please tell me that's Flash on the cover. Yes. I'm all over this, people. I don't know if it's anything to speculate on. I don't know. You know, I don't know. I don't have any information on that. But if I were to guess, probably wouldn't kill you to pick up 2. Well, what is this? Is this a trading card variant? Oh my gosh. Oh, they're gonna do another. You can't keep doing this to me, people. Alright, so apparently this is gonna be not just a one shot, it's gonna be a series. Or a mini series. Man, alright, so Bagley. No. Johnson. Who's Johnson? Jeff Johnson. We're getting trading card connecting covers again. Oh my gosh. Oh, there's more than one in this. Agent Anti-Venom. We've got Carnage. Oh, so good. 100%. And that Scotty Young cover's pretty gnarly. Oh, man. Wraparound's dope. All right, let me look at the wraparound. Sometimes there's something hidden in the wraparound. Who's that Green Venom? See? Bam. Right then and there. No, maybe not. I think that's Lasher. He's obviously not Venom either. Green Symbiote. Jesus Christ. Look at me and my fucking... my bad. Yeah, I don't know. Could be something to this, people. That wraparound as well. Extreme Carnage. Let's get into it. You know what? I have a feeling more... I have a feeling this is going to raise the price of Ruins and of Ravencroft. Old Cortland Cassidy. I think that's what we're going to be getting out of this. Some Cortland Cassidy. All right. Moving along. Hellions, number 13. Couple covers on that one. Immortal Hulk, number 48. Momoko getting a variant on that one as well. And that is... That's why I'm not a Momoko fan. Nope. But there is a pretty sweet homage cover. Very nice. Jill Bennett. Mm-hmm. Runaways, number 37. Still. Star Wars Bounty Hunters, number 14. First full appearance of Deathstick. So, remember how I said on 13? It's a cameo. More likely, it's just a cameo. Well, 14 is the first full. Get 3-5 of these Deathstick. Deathstick probably gonna stick around. Yeah. 1, 2, 3 covers on old Deathstick there. Thor and Loki. Double Trouble, number 4. Now that Loki series is out. Yeah. Trials of Ultraman, number 4. And there's a surprise variant as well. Ooh, yeah. Don't you love it when they don't tell you what you're gonna spend your money on? Alright, Werewolf by Night 32, Facsimile Edition. Yeah, I'm gonna pick up a couple of these. I wasn't against, but I didn't understand the appeal to facsimiles for a while, but now, yeah, I don't know. 100% yes. I'm all about them. You know what a fucking Werewolf by Night's gonna cost now? Too much. Way too much. So facsimiles, way to go. And facsimiles hold value as well. X-Force, number 21. Couple covers on that one. X-Men, number 1. Yep, they're relaunching the X-Men. Whole new team. It's a Cyclops. It's Marvel Girl. It's Sunfire. It's Rogue. It's Laura Wolverine. It's Cinch. And it's Polaris, the champions of mutant kind. Yes. All about it. You know, before X-Men was just kind of, hey, this is the mutant book. Tying shit together. But now we have an X-Men team. They're here. And look at that wraparound variant. And fucking Laura Kinney right on the front. That's my bitch. Oh, I fucking love Laura. God damn. I'm so excited for this. We have 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on this one. Nope, there's 5. Nope, there's 6. There's 7. There's 8. There's 9. There's 10. There's 11 covers on this. Good lord. Oh my god, I just threw up in my mouth a little bit. A left field variant. The worst. The absolute worst. He realizes men have lips. We have upper lips. It's... god damn, he's horrible. What is this, a 90s variant? Alright, that's cool. The fucking theme just started playing in my head. What is this? Another trading card variant. Stop doing this. This one doesn't look to be a connecting trading card variant, though. Oh, and this one, the back cover has fucking stats. Yeah, I'll be getting that. That's the variant I'll be getting. And Momoko has a variant. They're calling them anime variants. Fucking gross. Jesus Christ. Is that Sunspot? God damn, that is awful. Yeah, what's this Gleason about? Oh, that's kind of neat. Yeah, I like the costume there on old Laura. And look at Rogue. Just look at her. Get the comic, look at her. It's very J. Scott Campbell-ish, I'm not gonna lie. I mean that in the best way. Is this connecting to stuff? I can't fucking tell. Do all of these store? They might. You know what? Now that I look at this, Yeah, shit. But it doesn't... I don't fucking know. I don't know. I couldn't... Whatever. And then there's Scotty Young variant as well. So that's it. Those are the FOCs, people. Pre-order your books by Monday for Diamond and Sunday for Lunar. Just get them all in right now as you listen to the podcast. Just fucking write them all down and then submit. But it's, I keep making mistakes, and because of that, I keep having excuses of why I don't have shit. All right, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to leave you with an Apocalypse promo, and I will be right back to talk about the books to get excited for coming out on just next Wednesday, New Comic Book Day.
It's time to feel the rage. Join us on Film Rage, where we talk movies, current releases, coming attractions, streaming, and classic films as well. Directors and actors, beware, as you cannot hide from the rage. My name is Bryce, and I'm part of the Film Rage crew, which also includes Jim.
Hey, hey.
And Murray.
Yo.
Why is it you always talk all the time? I can't understand why you...
This is the Merman, the voice of reason. These two can't agree on anything most of the time. Some movies are Mondo, some are just... Every week, something is going to make us rage. Join us every Wednesday and
feel the rage.
All right, I am back talking Lunar distribution. The book's coming out next Tuesday, the 15th of June. All right, Batman Fortnite number 5. That's why I think it's hilarious that they're already printing the hardcover on this. Because the series isn't even fucking out yet. Completed. But, Batman Fortnite number 5. Another skin. Because that's all people care about with this book, right? Sadly. Catwoman number 32. Flash number 771. Legends of the Dark Knight number 2. More Derek Robertson. Nice. I'm thinking the first one didn't land. You know what? Yes, it did. I remember now. I do remember having it. Just haven't got to read it yet. Riley Rossmo getting pretty dope-ass Riddler variant on that as well. At least I'm pretty sure that's Riddler. It kind of looks like a question mark. And then, we got a big in here. We got the big first appearance. Big first appearance of Heartless. Number 81 of Nightwing. 3 covers on it. Nice. We got Represent, the one-shot. It's a collab of everybody. It's got everybody. Representing or celebrating powerful voices. Just, you know what it is, people. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Number 110. How dope is that? 110 issues. Static, Season 1, number 1. Yeah, everybody's excited about this one. Everybody should be excited about this one. If you're not excited about this one, what the fuck? What gets you excited? What gets you excited? Static Shock? Probably. Yeah, that's what this is, bitches. God damn, I'm excited for this. Supergirl. A Woman of Tomorrow. Yeah, I do believe there was a little bit of speculation around this as well. 2 covers on that one. Oh, shit. So this Superman Red and Blue is badass. Fucking Rich Doak on this one, I believe. I forgot who was writing this one. But my big thing is the B cover. Fucking homaging Thor 337. That's pretty cool. I like that. It's very Beta Ray Bill-like. 1, 2, 3 covers on that. We got Truth and Justice, number 5. We got our 2 covers on that, I believe. Fuck, that's it. Super small week. But quality. Quality for sure. Nightwing 81. That's my book. I hope you picked up a bunch. Static, I think, is going to prove to be a great relaunch. I don't know, man. It's good stuff coming out of Lunar next week, despite there not being a lot. Let's head on over to previews. Back to previews. Let's see about the stuff coming out next week. All right, get my filters, and let's do this with the Vault. Resonant on its 10th issue next week, so if that's on your pull list, get excited. And if it's not, I think this would be the last, or the last issue to the story arc, I believe. From Valiant next week, we have Visitor wrapping up with its 6th issue. That's exciting. Eventually, I'm going to go through and read this series. I have everything Valiant, as of lately. And you know what? I got to say, hold on, I want to shout something out. I have this amazing listener who owns a comic book shop out in Newcastle, Wyoming. This shop is called Nerds Forever. My listener, the guy that runs this shop, Mr. Tarl, he reached out to me, an incredibly kind gentleman, it seems, and he let me know. You know, he heard that I was missing some Shadow Man. It's the only Valiant I don't have. I was missing some Shadow Man. He said, "Hey man, I got your Shadow Man right here." And he this is incredibly kind what he did, an incredibly kind gesture. So if you are in Newcastle, Wyoming, and you need some sort of comic shop recommendation, then Nerds Forever is the one. I feel that you could shop there with confidence. Because, I mean, for somebody to reach out like this is just above and beyond. It's incredible. So, once again, Nerds Forever. Look them up. And it's with a 4, with the number 4. Those books are in the mail. No longer missing any Valiant again. Alright. So, yeah. I know I said I'm in a rush, but I wasn't going to not shout out that gesture. That was just so badass. So badass. Thank you again, Tarl. Doctor Who, number 3. Missy? Alright. So, 3 covers on that one. And The Girl Who Electrified Tesla, number 3. Also coming out. Dope-ass Dave and Mac cover on that. So, that's Titan Comics next week. Scoot on up to Second Sight. Oh, yeah. Nope. Nothing from Second Sight this time. How about Scout? Scout Comics next week. Old Black Friday. Wrapping up with its 3rd issue. Midnight Sky, number 8. Couple covers on that one. And the Perhaponauts, Second Chance. Chances. Second Chances. Number 1. Mm-hmm. So if you read the Perhaponauts, know that there's more Perhaponauts. And then Stake, number 4 as well. Yes. Yes. I got a dope-ass... You guys want to watch a funny unboxing video of me looking like a friggin' fool? The Scout subscription unboxing I did had a foil variant of Stake in there, and I thought it was a metal cover, and I lost my shit before I opened it up. And yeah, this is a dope-ass book, people. From Oni, next week we have Agretisuko, whatever the hell that is. And then... This is the part where I scroll a lot. I apologize. Black Mask. Nope, that's not. Oh, yeah, no, Black Mask. Destiny, New York, number 4. So if you're reading that, bam. Antarctic, Ninja High School, number 180. Cool. You're either on that or no. And then from Aftershock, okay, we've got Project Patron, number 3. And we've got Seven Swords. Seven Swords, number 1. Yeah, no, this one sounded interesting. I think I added this one. I'm not sure. And then Silver City, number 2. I know a lot of people are all over that Silver City, so... Mm-hmm. And then we got Chimerian, Iron Shadows, in Moon. Oh, yeah, we're at a blaze now. A blaze. Chimerian, Iron Shadows, in Moon. In the moon. Sorry. Number 3. Well, we got 4 covers on this one. The 4th one being a badass homage variant. Then we got Captain Harlock. Wait, hold on. Yeah, Space Pirate. There we go. Captain Harlock, Space Pirate. Or Space Pirate, Captain Harlock. Whatever it is. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 covers on that one. So another number 1 out of a blaze. Let's move on up to Boom. From Boom, we have, next week, we've got Berserker number 3. I'm excited to read that. A few covers on that. Foil covers, lots of foil. Firefly, number 4. Jim Henson's Storyteller Tricksters, number 2. Luna, number 5, wrapping up its miniseries. Many Deaths of Layla Starr, number 3. I'm guessing number... I only added number 1 on my pull list. Number 2 never showed up. I don't know if I added number 3 in time. We'll find out, I guess. I'm going to have to track this down, though, because this is... Number 1 blew me the hell away. It was absolutely amazing. And then we have another number 1. We've got Save Yourself, a little 4-parter. This is from Bones Leopard and Kelly Matthews and Nicole Matthews. So what if magical girls weren't Earth champions at all? We went through all of this, people. It's a girl power book. It's boombox, so I think it's more young teenage readers, I think. 2 covers on that one for all Save Yourself. And then 7 Secrets, number 9. Fuck, I need to catch up on that. God damn it. I keep forgetting. Ugh. I need to get in it. I hear great things. And it's Tom Taylor. He's my favorite. It's blaspheme that I'm not... I started catching up on another series because I forgot that 7 Secrets is my priority. God damn it. IDW next week, we got G.I. Joe, Real American Hero, number 283. Godzilla, Monsters and Protectors, number 3. Sonic the Hedgehog, number 41. Star Wars High Republic Adventures, number 5. I do believe there's a first appearance in that. But I feel like this series is kind of fizzling off a little bit as far as the speculation market goes. I think it's just kind of the diehards collecting it now. But the diehards are the ones that usually end up cashing out in the end. So, I grabbed a few. And then Transformers Escape, number 4. And Usagi Yojimbo, number 20. So that's IDW next week. How about Dark Horse? Dark Horse next week, we have Grendel, Devil's Odyssey, number 7. Is that a Rob Guillory cover? That is a Rob Guillory cover. Son of a bitch. Oh, man. Anybody out there ordered that Rob Guillory cover and has an extra? Hook a podcaster up. I don't care what Rob Guillory draws. I collect everything he does. Same thing with like Daniel Warren Johnson. Like those are my two dudes. When it comes to art, they're the best, the absolute best in comics right now. The only reason I don't throw Sam Keith's name in there is because he just doesn't do enough, do anything for that matter. Batman Max, I don't count. House, but well, I but that, with that being said, I definitely collect all Sam Keith covers as well. So. Yeah, it happens every once in a while. He will do a fucking Sam Keith cover. A variant cover, I mean. Of course, if he does a cover, it's a Sam Keith cover. All right. What is this? House of Lost Horizons, number 2. Norse Mythology, chapter 2, issue number 1. So, yes, Neil Gaiman's back. David Mack getting a B variant on that one. And then we have Rangers of the Divide, number 2 as well. So those are the Dark Horse books coming out next week. Now let's wrap up the indies with Image. From Image Comics, we've got Compass, number 1. I think we talked about this a little bit, from Robert McKenzie and Dave Walker. Greg Rucka probably presents a new direction in adventures with Compass. So I think Compass is Greg Rucka's thing. The Cauldron of Eternal Life. All right. Yeah, I'm not totally sure what this is, but reteaming from the pages of the Old Guard Tales Through Time. Oh, okay, same creator team, so it's not a spinoff from it. I'm a little lost on what this is, people, to be perfectly honest. But that's coming out next week. You be the judge for yourself. There's some reprints of Geiger. Home on its 3rd issue. A lot of people are anticipating an adaptation of this, so... I don't know. Not something that I'm interested in. You know, even if it blows up to be, you know, a movie or whatever, that's not really anything that I'd care too much for. Hold on, what's going on with his fists? Was all of a sudden he Iron Fist? Oh, these son bitches know karate now? let's see here. Jupiter's Legacy. Oh, yeah. Requiem. So a new... maxi series coming out from Mark Millar, Jupiter's Legacy, 12-parter, 3 cover, 5, 6, 7 covers on that one. Then we have a Radiant Black. This is the one that I started catching up on in place of Seven Secrets because it was fewer issues. I tell you what, though. Hoya. I still got a couple more to go, but Hoya. I'm into it. Radiant Black. I got a feeling. Two covers on issue 5 of Radiant Black. Silver Coin number 3 is out. This one's Ed Brisson. Oh, man. I can't wait to talk to him about that one. Wink. Wink. Won two covers on that one. Stillwater nominated for Best New Series and the old Eisners. That's super dope, right? Two covers on issue number 8. And we got Time Before Time number 2. Four covers on this one. That one didn't really grab me like I hoped it would. I could see it having a following for sure, though. That one wasn't for me. Ultra Mega wrapping up with its 4th issue. 3 covers on that one. And if you've been reading Ultra Mega, then that Skybound X series, you know, then like I said, on the pre-orders, they're going to do something with that. And then The Walking Dead Deluxe, number 17. Another Raposa variant. I should have been getting these Raposa variants, people. Fuck, they're good. Oh, you know what? I bet they even connect, too. God damn it. Maybe they don't, but I have a feeling they do. Jesus, God. Fuck, that's good. Dave Raposa, I'm telling you, people. He's so amazing. But yeah, no, five covers total on that one. So those are all the indie books coming out this week. Now let's wrap this math figure up with some Marvel books. All right. So Alien should be back on my pull list. 2 and 3, I don't know why they weren't added. I think it was a misread from my shop. I think because I ordered a bunch of different covers, they only put me down for number 1. They didn't put me down ongoing. It happens. It's cool. I'll track them down. It's okay. But not having, you know, 2 and 3, it still hurts my butt a little bit. But number 4 should be back. Ken Lashley getting a pretty dope-ass variant. You know, the hardest part for me, you know, I collect Xenomorph art, and I'm sure you've heard me say that a billion times now, but it makes me want to get all the covers. I love everybody's interpretation of a Xenomorph. Ken Lashley's is dope. Like, that's a beefy fucking Xenomorph. You know, usually they're a little lankier than that. Not as chesty. Still incredible. As an artist, I'm astonished by anybody that can take on the look of a fucking Xenomorph. It's just so intricate and gnarly to me. Blows me away. I think it's next level arting. That's what Geiger is, though. He's next level, man. Captain America Annual. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on this one. It's more tying into the Infinite Destinies. Will there be some sort of something with this? I don't know. I really don't know. I think I added it, but I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I need to know more about this Infinite Destinies stuff. We'll find out more on Wednesday, I guess. And then we got Demon Days Mariko. So Peach Momoka, what is this? In the shadows of the Kiskari Mountain, the secret history comes to light. The Demon Days Saga Stormbearer. Blah, 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 blah. Mariko Mashita hears mysterious voice. I could give two fucking shits. I don't care. I don't care who this person is. And usually when I don't care, it turns into something big. Web of Spider-Man. I'm still kicking myself in the ass over that, people. So once again, maybe this book blows up into something. Mariko Yoshida, I don't... personally, who fucking cares? But there's enough Momoko lovers out there to gain this... give this book enough ground for Marvel to go, ooh, we're gonna make Mariko's a thing. I don't know if it's a first appearance or not. I don't. What's going on in the cover? It seems like it's a whole new character. Between Oni and Karishi. I don't know. Marvel. Find out in the next installment of this magic of monsters and Marvel characters like you've never seen them before. So apparently this is just different versions of that. I don't know. Maybe it turns into something. I'm going to stop repeating that. Way too many fucking covers, though. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 covers on this. Kind of a new look from Varigi. Yeah. Kind of a different vibe. It's not patterned like it normally is. Campbell has a variant on this. That could be something. Let's see here. What are some other ones that are noteworthy? Yeah, I think that's the one. The Campbell variant and... yeah. That's it. It's just the Varigi variant is just different, a different style for him. That's all. Or her. I don't know who it is. Fantastic Four, number 33. 1, 2, 3 covers on this one. The Doom Wedding, people. The Doom Wedding. Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm looking at his Leaffield variant. And, fuck. It's so bad. Then we have Heroes Reborn, wrapping up with its 7th issue. Oh man, what do we got there? We got Thor at the top. This little connecting variant set. Nice. I want to know where the rest of the fucking things are. Because I feel like I don't know. You know what? I got a thing. I'm gonna open up. I didn't want to do this, but I have these trading card variants here. I'm gonna do a live unopening. I want to see how these line up. So we got our we got our Hyperion there, the top left. Okay, I'm gonna need some space. Clear some shit out. We got our Hyperion, and we got our Thor right next to our Hyperion. That's gonna connect that. Then we got our Dr. Spectrum. So this is a 9-piecer. And then we got our Blade underneath our Hyperion. And then we got our Mephisto. Next to Blade there. Yep. And then we got Power Princess, right? Okay. Gotcha. And then we have Nighthawk down at the bottom left. And Captain America in the middle. And Blur on the right. So it is a 9-piecer like I thought. Am I missing Captain America? Is that what's going on? No. Where's my Captain America one? Son of a bitch. Motherfucker. Alright. Well, that's a problem for me. That's a problem. I just don't understand why this didn't look like it lined up right in the beginning. I don't know. Whatever. Alright. Yeah. I gotta find... Which one was that? Maybe I do have it somewhere, and it's hiding. I have to. I don't remember not getting it. Whatever. That's not your problem, people. So with that being said, yes, the trading card thingy is complete. Confirmed. I don't know why they would do a 12-piece trading card set to begin with. It'd be silly. And Captain America is getting the JTC action figure variant on that. Then we have Heroes Reborn, Weapon X, and Final Flight. Yes, I'm into that. I think I ordered a couple copies of that one. We've got Mighty Valkyries on its 3rd issue. 3 covers on that. Miles Morales, Spider-Man, Clone Saga continues. Super into this. Super into this. Because people are hating on, no clones, you fucking did that before. The spec around this series isn't there. But I think it's going to come around, people. I do. I have a damn good feeling. I don't know. I'm holding on to all of my copies of this entire saga. I think I'm going like 3 apiece during this. I think it's going to be a staple Miles story. I do. And then we have New Mutants number 19. We've got a badass fucking Gala variant on that. I love that art so much. Very New Mutants. And then our character design variant coming out as well. All of the variants that are expected. And Planet Size X-Men coming out. 1, 2, 3 covers on that one. Then we got Star Wars number 14. 1, 2, 3, 4 covers on that one. John Tyler Christopher's action figure variant is a B-Wing pilot. I passed on that one. I have to start getting picky with my action figure variant wall now. And then as we all know, Venom was pushed back. So Venom number 35, all of those covers coming out, and fuck, is there a lot of them? And then, shit, is that it? Nope, X-Corp. X-Corp number 2. Wraps up this week's Polis Priorities episode. Exciting stuff, people. So as far as the book to go after, if you didn't pre-order it, like I said, just think etiquette. Be kind. Other shops, you know, I don't mind it when shops put a limit on, limit of 2. Limit of 2. Anything more than that, just let it be a lesson to you and fix that by starting a fucking pull list, you know? As far as the book this week, if you get the chance to pick up a couple, does Marvel have one this week that really has my attention? Not so much. Not so much. Is there a DC sleeper, was there a DC book? Let's check that. What was the DC? Oh, Nightwing. Nightwing is the one for sure. How about an indie? Is there an indie that really has my attention? How about a number one? Not from Image. Jupiter's Legacy might be something. Could be something. Compass could be something. Was there Scout? Was there Scout this week? Already done, forgetted. There was Scout. Yeah, I don't know. It might not be a huge speculation week, people. And that's okay. That's okay. I like that. I like that because it weeds out all the new people that are coming in here just for the money. You know? And yes, there's money in comics. I get it. But I think you're supposed to like what you're doing. You know? If you're in it for just the money, then... I'm going to try to weed you out. I don't want to take you away from it, but, I want to make sure you're in this for the right reasons. And, not weed you out, get your reading, that's the other thing. Get your fucking reading. There's so many sides to this fucking industry, people. Appreciate all of them. So thank you so much for tuning in. Leave those 5-star reviews on Apple Podcasts like you have been continuing to do. Still, thank you all for all of those. It warms my heart to see that this podcast continues to reach people in a positive way. So thank you. You can follow still rate the podcast. Even if you've already rated the podcast and you want to continue to do, just prop this podcast up, you can, because once you rate it on iTunes, it's just the one time. That's it. But you can go to Podchaser. Podchaser.com, search Cheers to Comics. You can look in the Apocalypse list on the right. You can click on lists, hashtag the Apocalypse. It's me and a fuck ton of the best goddamn podcasts I can get my hands on. It's an incredible collaboration of independent podcasters, like your Ocho Duro Parlay Hours and your Horizon 607, your Friday the 13th, your Reverie True Crime Podcast, your Cosmic Campfire, your Crossover Collision. What are some other great ones? Grief Burrito. I don't know. There's so goddamn many. My mind's melting with them. There's so many. I want to say Infectious Groove. From the Middle. There's so many great podcasts, part of the Apocalypse, on that list. So while you're there, and if you've already rated all those podcasts, you can keep rating them. Keep rating them per episode. That's the cool thing. You just keep boosting these podcasts up, and then boom, great things happen. So do that. Let that be your good deed for the day. Every day. If you don't know what to do, fuck, I've been stuck inside all day. What am I going to do for my good deed today? Then, what you do is you just go over to Podchaser and leave a random review on a podcast. You know, if Cheers to Comics is the one you choose that day, great. I get overwhelmed because sometimes I'm like, oh, I'm going to go on a review raid. And there's so many. There's so many. do that, people. All right. Thank you all for tuning in. This has been episode 320. You believe that? I'll talk to you the next time there's things about comics to talk about. Remember, I command you read responsibly. Stay safe. Cheers, fluckers. I'm not going to do that.
Hi, you're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
Hey, everyone. I'm Monty Michael Moore, and this is the Cheers to Comics podcast with Brian Wayne.
This is Drew Zucker. You're listening to Cheers to Comics podcast.
This is Mark Russell, and you're listening to the Cheers to Comics podcast.
Good morning. Brian Wayne here to tell you about my new podcast, The Real Brains. The Real Brains podcast is a show coming out daily, dedicated to the everyday struggle of just the average human being. From troubles with rage to anecdotes about very strange human interactions, this podcast really is just somebody that's all too familiar with the struggle. I'm here to let you know that you are not alone, so come laugh at our pain together every single weekday, every place you can catch a podcast. Check out The Real Brains with Brian Wayne. Remember, stay sane.